Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Q1 FY23 post-results conference call of ITD Cementation India, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anshuman Ashit from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Lizanne. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Q1 FY23 post-results conference call of ITD Cementation India Limited. Today we are pleased to host the management of ITD Cementation, which is represented by Mr. Jayantha Basu, Managing Director, and Mr. Prasad Patwardhan, CFO. I would now like to hand over the call to Mr. Jayantha Basu for his initial remarks, after which we'll open the session for the Q&A. Thank you, sir, and over to you.
Thank you, Anshuman. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to our Q1 FY23 results con call. This is Prasad Patwardhan, CFO. I will take you through the financial performance, the highlights of our financial performance in this quarter, and then hand over to Mr. Basu for his initial comments. We are pleased to share with you that we have started this financial year on a very positive note and have reported a strong financial performance in this quarter. Our total operating income has crossed 1,000 crores once again. We are at nearly 1,100 crores as compared to 826 crores, so this gives us an increase of 33% on a YoY basis. EBITDA is at 101 crores in this quarter as compared to 85 crores a year back, which gives us a growth of about 19%. PAT of 30 crores in this quarter as compared to 18 crores a year back, a rise of about 68%. Our balance sheet continues to be deleveraged, and debt equity ratio is at a very comfortable 0.3 times. The good part is we have secured good orders in this quarter. Our order inflow in this quarter has exceeded 6,000 crores. This includes one large greenfield road order of about 4,850 crores and a few other orders as well. Our order book as of June end has crossed 20,000 crores, which is again an all-time high for the company. Subsequent to the quarter end, we have received another order worth about 450 crores plus. The order pipeline and the orders received are at a pretty good level. That is all from my side to start with. I'll hand over now to Mr. Basu for his initial comments, and then we'll take your questions.
Well, thank you, Prasad, and thank you all for joining this con call. Good morning to all of you. Prasad has just briefed about our Q1 performance for first quarter, that is FY22-23. As you have seen that, consistently our top line is growing, and it is close to 1,100 crore this last quarter. We are sitting on huge order book around 21,000 crores. I hope, we wish that we'll be able to maintain the same run rate in terms of top line and order book and bottom line as well. Coming to the operation performance, I'd like to share with you the major project what we are now doing at various segments. For MRTS, as you know that we are executing three underground contract, actually four, but three underground contract which is ongoing. Chennai Metro 2 and Bangalore 1, and of course, Calcutta Metro, which is on the completion. At Chennai Metro, we have started, we have briefed last quarter, but now the development that we have mobilized trench cutter machines, which is a very sophisticated machine for diaphragmal work. Already have mobilized around four numbers. The good thing is that successfully we could execute initial few diaphragmal panels with the new machines, and the progress is as per our expectation. Underground Metro at Bangalore, almost 35% progress has been achieved. I have visited it last week, and the performance is well within our control. Compared to other contractor also, we are doing better. Customer is happy. and things are all okay there. Then coming to Mumbai Metro, it is almost verge of completion. Tunnel they have completed long time back. And another important aspect of Mumbai Metro, if you remember that we have been talking about a critical activity, that is drilling and blasting tunnel to connect two shafts, which is very critical for underground work, and that has been completed now. So the risk what we had now before, it is now overcome. Metro job, thereafter we have marine jobs, Sudangudi, Seabird project, Vizhinjam breakwater, and Indian Oil Corporation at Ennore. All the jobs are going very well, and I must say that in Udangudi we are doing a breakwater which is almost 9 km inside the sea, probably first time in Asia, and it was a very difficult job, but today we can say with confidence that we have almost achieved the required progress and the performance what we desired before. Similarly at Vizhinjam also, the deep sea port, where the breakwater construction was very difficult, and as you know that the customer Adani was struggling for last several years to do the job, but we have started it last year and we have done successfully, and now the job is now hold because of monsoon, but after monsoon we will be able to start, hopefully by end of next monsoon, I mean before next monsoon we will be able to complete the job. These are the significant technical achievement, I must say. Similarly, a few jobs in the building sector we have just secured, one in Sikkim University, then Guwahati, one riverside development, Surat metro job, all has started and going on well. And the good thing is that the Bangalore Metro elevated contract, the client has already taken over two contracts out of four. Third is also verge of taking over from the client. Fourth one, of course, will go up to end of this year. So I think that things are quite going okay, and we have also secured a big job in UP, that is Ganga Expressway, as you all know. So with that, recently have secured around 6,000 crores of order in last quarter, which is also a significant achievement. So that is what from my side, and I'll be happy to answer any questions from your side. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star and one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi. Good morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is on the margins. I think you're guided for a double-digit margin for FY24. Given that the inflation pressure is easing now, how do you see the margin for FY23? Can you expect improvement in the margin compared to Q1? Q1, I think, is around 8.1%.
Yeah, okay. There are a few aspects which is bothering this margin. One is the inflation, as you rightly said. But we have to also consider that, as I mentioned last time, that the Bangalore Elevate Metro is still continuing. And the revenue of 1100 crore out of that, around 70 to 80 crore has come from Bangalore Elevated Metro, for which we never draw any margin. So if you eliminate that, the margin goes up to close to 9%, or a little more than 9%. And going forward, once the Bangalore Metro is over, I think the margin should improve, and definitely next year it should be it should be double digit from FY 23-24. Another one aspect also that some revenue we have drawn from big jobs which are yet to be 10% progress, for that you don't declare margins, that also contributes a little bit. With that, I don't see much issue on that coming in next quarter or going forward from there.
When do you expect the Bangalore elevated to be completely out of our books?
By end of this year, I mean December, January, sometime it should be over.
Second is a very, very good order booking in the quarter. My question is on the Adani and the BMCT. Both the orders, are they fixed price contract or they are variable contracts? And when do you expect the work to start in these two projects?
Adani road is not fixed price contract. It is star price contract. Star price means we have agreed for certain basic price of material based on which our contract value has been finalized. If those basic price changes, either upward or downward, accordingly either will be compensated or we have to give them back. So the risk of escalation is not there as far as road is concerned. And BMCT, that is JNPT work, it is a fixed price contract, and in the estimate we have considered the escalation, probable escalation cost in our price.
So when I say star price contract, what exactly do you mean? Which are the indices you track in general, or is it something to do with the actuals?
It is based on actual. You see, if you see the escalation clauses by the government tenders, they have a formula which is based on RBI indexes and on the material, on the fuel, on the labor, etc., etc. That is one concept. But when I say star price, it is basically you have bid this job with the 5,000 rupees per ton of cement, say. Now the cement price goes up by 500 rupees, you will be compensating, they will compensate you 500 rupees per ton. That is what is the concept of star price.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir, and best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Vibhor Singhal from PhillipCapital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my question. And congrats on great order inflow in this quarter and strong execution as well. Sir, my question, again, I come back to the order inflow. Sir, I think this is the second consecutive quarter in which we have more than 5,000 crores of order inflow. Last quarter also, I think we had very strong info, and this time, of course, it's been listed by the Ganga Expressway project. So now, sir, that we are at more than 20,000 crores of order book, which kind of gives us more than a five-year kind of revenue visibility. So going forward, what is going to be our bidding strategy? I know it is not possible to take a break and not bid for any orders and all, but is it like, let's say, roads suddenly has become now 24% of our order book, which was less than 1% in last quarter. So are we still going to bid for maybe some other road projects if we can get somewhere else? Or and similarly, metro and your marine works, will our bidding continue vis-a-vis whatever opportunity comes? Or are we going to go slow and first maybe execute or complete this order book and then probably take a few more orders?
Yeah, our strategy will be little different now. But, you know, you cannot stop the growth. Growth has to be there. And today, whatever order, I mean, if we bid today, the work may start after several months, maybe 7-8 months or even a year. If you remember the BMCT, JNPT job, we have started bidding 2 years back. The order has just come. So it is like that. But definitely our strategy will be little different. I don't think we will be interested to do further road work unless we complete this big job at Ganga Expressway. That is number one. Number two, certain sectors like elevated metro and difficult jobs also will be now very selective going forward. But underground metro and the marine jobs, which is our bread and butter and we do well, we'll definitely keep on pursuing for further order book. At the same time, also you have to see that our resources are available in terms of not only plant, we have to have our human capital as well and the farm-based, non-farm-based. So based on all those aspects, now we have got the opportunity, I mean the privilege to select the job, which is a very good situation for us. So accordingly, we'll have our strategy now.
Sure, sir, definitely. I think it's a very good situation to be in which we can pick and choose which projects we want to bid. So this Ganga Expressway project, what is the status on that? When do has work started? When do you expect it to start?
Actually, there is a zero date, which is basically when the financial closure of the, I mean, Adani, they will take financial closure and the environmental clearance. Both the things are the trigger point. So they are working on that, and the idea is to have it after the monsoon is over, that is from the October. So the zero date for us will start from, say, around October, end of September or October.
And we have to complete this in 3 years?
It is not 3 years, it is around 27 months as per the contract.
27 months. So 27 months from October is when we have to complete it?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Also, sir, now that we've got done very good execution in this quarter and the order book as well, any changes to our guidance? We had earlier guided to basically 20 to 25% revenue growth in this year. Are we going to maintain that, or is there any change to that you foresee?
Actually, if you see the Ganga Expressway contribution in this year will be very nominal. If we start the work from October, it has got some design involved. So design and then approval of that. So exactly this year contribution will be not much. Of course, from the main work, BMCT will get some contribution, which already we have factored in our guideline, what we have given last time. So I don't see there will be much changes. It will be around whatever we have told last time.
Got it. Sure. So just one last big bookkeeping question, if I may. Sir, if I could get the gross debt number and the cash on the balance sheet at the end of the quarter.
Gross debt is about 500 crores. It is more or less at the same level as it was in the previous quarter. It's the cash on the books which has gone down. So, okay. You know, the cash which was nearly 380 crores in March is down to about 180 crores now. So, the net debt, that is why it has gone up a bit. But at the gross level, the debt continues to be at the same level as the previous quarter.
And so the cash would be lower because seasonally Q1 clients tend to pay a little bit delayed payment. So it would be a seasonal thing? Nothing to fall out in that, I suppose?
No. In fact, we got a lot of payments from our clients in the previous quarter, which resulted in a higher cash balance as of March. And that money has got deployed in our projects, you know, all these new orders that we have secured. The money has been deployed on these projects, and that is why the cash flow balances have gone down.
And for year end, we expect the debt to remain same, 500 crores?
Yeah, it may go up marginally because of all these new orders. There will be some funding that will go into these new orders as well, but we don't expect it to be significantly different.
Got it, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question, and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, Jayanto. Congratulations on a decent set of numbers and strong order inflows. So my first question is that for last three quarters, we have been in ballpark that range of 900 to 1050 kind of turnover. So order book has almost jumped 50%. So by when do we see this run rate hitting 1500 crores? So is it like third quarter or fourth quarter we'll start seeing that happening?
This quarter, that is second quarter, also will be almost close to first quarter because there is some effect of monsoon, which is obvious. But in third and fourth quarter, if not 1500 crore, it will be close to that.
Great. So next year, we are definitely some well placed to cross that 6000 crores of turnover mark if that run rate sustains for the next year. which should ideally be, because at the 20,000 crores order book, typically companies report 67,000 crores of turnover, taking the 3 years time to completion of the order book. And largely you have EPC projects, there is no HAM, there is no BOT, so the work time to start is like really quick after you get the LOAs. So is it the right assumption?
Yeah, so you have the question and answer together, so I think it's okay.
Great, sir. So now the only puzzle here is that whether these orders, so now we have seen inflation now cooling off last couple of quarters. We have decently maintained our margin to higher single digit. So now we have all these complex jobs, very limited elevated component here, and all are like right of way is not a constraint. So do we expect that margins to maybe ballpark crossing the double digit and maybe in that closer to 12%, 10 to 12, so maybe little closer to 12% in that range from next year, given that commodities have been cooling off?
Yes, I'll maintain the same whatever I have told last time and today morning also. This year, it will be close to double digit, if not double digit, but next year definitely it will be 10% plus.
More closer to 12%, so between like somewhere between that band of 10 to 12%.
Okay.
So that is our aspiration, Parikshit, and we hope we'll reach there in FY24, and you will see that improvement in the margins from Q3 or Q4 onwards.
So, sir, I mean, you have done a very excellent job in containing your balance sheet, especially on the debt side. We have seen companies with a similar quantum of debt, similar size of order book of 20,000. Having debt of more than 1,500, 2,000 crores, even in some cases 4,000 crores. But you have very well contained yourself in that debt. So now only thing is as the growth picks up, whether that will translate into profitability and flow to the PAT is a question which we'll as an analyst look at. And we have had multiple accidents in the past wherein we had faced these issues on elevated metro where we had made losses. One project, two project have really impacted our performance. So now we don't, I hope that you have been giving comfort many quarters that we don't have any more projects like that, which will continue to bleed us on the profitability. So I hope you will maintain that. Are you still maintaining that? I mean, given the visibility on the projects and the execution which is happening, do you see any more pain points coming off from any write-off, further write-offs in the order book?
No, I think we all know that we had Bangalore Metro, which should be behind us totally by end of this year. And prior to that, we had Delhi. Apart from these two jobs, we don't see any issues on any other jobs. Yeah, margin will be little more, little less, but there is no major hit we expect from any job.
But beyond this, any other elevated projects in the order book, sir, beyond the Bangalore elevated metro?
No. No, Nagpur is over. Bangalore is hardly maybe another 100 crores or maximum.
Okay, so we have totally stopped bidding on elevated side, or we are bidding very, very conservatively?
No, we have not totally stopped. We are open in this, but definitely will be very conservative in this segment going forward.
Okay. And this 4,850 crores of the contracts project, is this including GST or excluding GST?
Excluding GST.
Excluding. Excludes GST.
Okay. And in this, GST will be how much, sir? 12% or 18%?
No, now it is, you know, because of the change in regulation last month, it is now 18%.
Okay. So you have adjusted this order book for 18% of GST.
No, this 4,850 crores is excluding GST. So GST will be over and above this 4,850 crores.
Okay. So great, sir. I think we've done a phenomenal job, especially on the balance sheet side. I hope this momentum now gets translated, order book momentum gets translated into margins, is what we are looking at. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Abhay Lodha from the Sanmati Consultants. Please go ahead.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Congratulations for good set of numbers. Sir, I have got two questions. We have got the total order backlog of 21,000 approximately as on 30th June 22. Now, just I wanted to know how much value of the tender we have already participated and which is pending, and how much amount of the contracts where we are L1?
Okay, first, this participation, I think it is around close to 8,000 crore, which consists of two overseas jobs, one in Bangladesh, one in Sri Lanka, and a few jobs in Adani in private sector, and some jobs in tunnel. So around 8,000 crore job we have participated.
Okay.
None of the result is yet out. Yeah, is out. So there is no job which is we are at L1, but definitely few jobs which we are discussing with the private client like Adani, where we are expecting the order very soon, which will be around 500 or 600 crores. So to summarize, 8,000 crore job we have tendered for,
okay,
and around 500 to 600 crore order we are expecting from the job what we have tendered for.
Okay, sir. The second question is regarding the earlier participant who asked. Again, I am asking, but in a different way, regarding margins. This current quarter shows 9% margin approximately on the sales booked by us, whereas our competitor like Patel Engineering, they are generating margins of 14 to 15%. Consistently since last 3-4 quarters. So why there are so low margins? There is something in tendering process or some specialized job which they are doing which we are not doing. Can you throw some light on it, sir?
Yeah, I think to answer this question, it will take long time. There are company of our standard, and their margin, if you see, also close to our around 9 to 10%, even less than that. There are company those who are small and their business model is different. I don't want to comment on that. But definitely on our side, I can comment that our margin has affected because of two reasons. One is the commodity price, which is common for everybody. And second, which is not common for everybody, we had some bad jobs, which is still going on. But as I said, that by end of this year, those jobs will be completed. And there we'll find that our margins is improving.
Thank you. The next question is in the line of Vijay Sartla from VL Finance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, congratulations on good set of numbers, sir. I have two questions. One is regarding the interest cost that we are paying. It seems pretty high given the kind of debt or basically debt and cash we are holding on the books. So can you explain in detail what are other elements in the interest cost apart from the core interest cost? So if I can understand, there is a bank guarantee and other cost also involved. So if you can just split the interest cost, that would be great. And secondly, just coming to Bangalore Metro, how much is the residual now to be booked in this year? How much is the residual turnover that is to be booked in the current year? And have we raised the portion of with the government on regarding the losses in the Bangalore Metro, and when we can expect those money to come back to us?
Okay, regarding bank interest, I think Prasad will address it, but before that, let me address the Bangalore Metro. I think Bangalore Metro, we are still around 80 to 90 crore of job we have to do, which should be over by this year, December, January. And regarding claim, yes, as we have maintained all the con call, that we have got several claims which we are pursuing with the client, and those things under discussion, and some will be settled amicably. And if not amicably, it will go for arbitrations and proceedings as per the contract. Now, regarding interest, Prasad, if you can.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Basu. You know, the breakup of our interest cost roughly is, you know, it includes interest on the borrowings that we have from the banks and financial institutions, which is about a third of the figure that we have reported. Nearly one-third is interest on customer advances. You know, most of the advances that we get from our clients are interest-bearing, and our customers are charging interest generally at market rates. You know, it is linked to the MCLR of the banks. So about 1/3 of the interest cost that we are reporting is interest on customer advances. And the remaining 1/3 is roughly, you know, the cost that we incur for getting bank guarantees and letters of credit. So largely that is the split of the finance cost that is getting reported in our financials.
Okay, okay. So this cost will remain more or less the same, or it will be a function of kind of turnover basically?
Because it's not really a function of turnover. You know, if we take more advances, then if the advances are interest bearing, then we'll end up, say, paying some cost on it. If our debt increases or decreases, you know, correspondingly the interest cost will also vary. So it is not a function of our turnover, but it is a function of the debt and customer advances and LCs and guarantees limits that we utilize from the banking system.
Okay, so basically out of this 1/3 is only a pure interest portion. Rest
That's
is all, yeah, okay, got it, sir. Thank you very much, sir. Okay.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Parikshit Kanpal from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir, just some quick keeping questions for Prasad. Prasad, you just highlighted this interest breakup. If you can also quantify the amount, so that you have already told 500 crores. So now what is the customer advances and what is the total letter of acceptances?
No, LCs and guarantees are varying. You know, it will not be possible for me to quantify, you know, the LCs and guarantees that we have. But as out of about 33, 34 crores of interest costs, nearly 11 crores is interest on the bank debt and the term loans that we have. About 11 crores is the interest on customer advances. Our advances outstanding as of 30th June are about 600 plus crores. And the rest is the cost of LCs and bank guarantees that we have issued for our customers and to our vendors for supply of material.
What is the total acceptances outstanding as of the June quarter?
Total acceptances, I don't have the exact number, but it should be in the range of about 3,500 crores.
3,500 crores.
3,500 acceptances and bank guarantees both together.
No, I'm just talking about acceptances against the credit.
I don't have that number with me right now, Parikshit. Maybe we can touch base offline and share these figures.
Okay. And just one more thing on the recognition of profit from the associates. We have done the tunneling job in Mumbai Metro. Even if you can update us on the Kolkata Metro, how's the status there? I understood that tunneling job is also over. So why is still not the momentum is not catching up on the recognition of profit from associates? Any comment there will be helpful.
Yeah, Mumbai Metro definitely. You know, as I just mentioned that the NATM is over, so we definitely have some effect from next quarter onwards. So far we went a little conservative on this Mumbai Metro. I hope that from next quarter it will reflect on our result. And Calcutta Metro also, the tunneling is over, but unless and until we retrieve the TBM portion which was stuck up, we want to still maintain our existing run rate. Once it is retrieved, we'll see what can be done.
So are we booking any losses in the associates from Kolkata Metro, or is we're not booking anything, and just it's like zero profits or losses from there in associates?
No, Kolkata Metro, I think the profit is, we are declaring profit. There is no loss, and we don't see that there will be any losses. For profit may increase, whatever we are declaring today.
We have been regularly booking profit on the Calcutta Metro. Even when that incident happened 3 years back, even after that, we have never recognized a loss on the Calcutta Metro project.
Prasad, what will be the residual profits right now on the percentage completion basis on both these projects? Our share, if we can
be able to give out that number right now, we can reconnect offline for that.
Okay. And any settlement we have reached with the insurance company, anything if you want to talk on? How much amount we would have received, any reversals on account of that in the
period? No, there are no reversals. Whatever claim is realized, it will only be an upside to the numbers that we are reporting. The insurance company has in principle, you know, settled about 10-15 crores of claim. So, you know, there is an acceptance of liability, but the balance amount is yet to be received from them. The good thing is the acceptance of claim by the insurance company, and whatever we receive will only be an upside to the margins that we are reporting, because we have not considered any realization from the insurance claim for reporting the numbers.
And what was the total hit we had taken on account of this incident as of now, till now in the books?
Well, till now we have spent about 50-60 crores on because of that incident in terms of compensation and other costs that we have incurred.
And against that, we have got a claim acceptance of about
10 crores.
So yeah. Is there any more, I mean, is it like the phase one of the claim acceptances is still working on this, or this is a final settlement, like versus 60 crores?
No, it's not a final settlement. We will get something more from the insurance companies, but that is being discussed and processed by the insurance companies. We will get it.
And this 50 to 60 crores has been provided already in the books. So there
is, yeah, that is already considered in the results that we have declared. So that is why I mentioned, you know, whatever insurance claim is realized, it will be only an upside to the numbers that we report.
Okay, Prasad, great. Thanks for answering my question.
Thank you, Parikshit.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Dakshal Shah from Invexa Capital. Please go ahead. Dakshal, your line is in the talk mode. Please go ahead.
Hello?
I'm yes, Dakshal. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm Siddharth here. So, first of all, congratulations.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your audio is breaking up. We're not able to hear you clearly.
Yeah, congratulations. My question is on the order book. We have 21.
I am so sorry, sir, but we are not able to hear your question because your audio is breaking up.
Yeah, is it now?
No, I'm sorry, we are not able to hear you.
Sir, may we request that you rejoin the queue? Your audio is not clear.
Sure.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is in the line of Vibhor Singhal from Philip Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thanks for taking my question again. Just one small question. Sir, we have historically also taken projects overseas. And right now also we are working, as you mentioned, we in the pipeline, we have two projects in Bangladesh and Sri Lanka. So generally, we, of course, Adani Group has always been a very important client for us. And we've worked for them all across. So recently, Adani Group has acquired a port in Israel. Now, that's of course an operational port already, but if there is any marine job that comes up on that part of the world, will you be comfortable or will you be willing to take, consider that also? Or is there a specific set of geographies or countries that you believe that we are more comfortable working in?
Well, it depends upon a few factors. First and foremost, we'll be only interested if it is a marine job. That is number one. Mm-hmm. Number two, we want to concentrate on the neighboring countries. Like Bangladesh, Sri Lanka, yeah, we have been Myanmar, Maldives, maximum up to Mauritius. And then we don't want to have too many jobs overseas at a time. So right. Maximum two at a time. And then we'll see maybe under 2-3 years time what we do. So based on this strategy, whatever comes, we'll decide our bidding strategy on that.
Got it, sir. Thank you so much. Thanks for answering that. And wish you all the best again.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar. Thank you for this opportunity. Sir, firstly, sir, if you could give us the figure of what is our currently the work in progress, how much amount is being... is there as on 30th June?
Work in progress is about 950 crores.
And, if, and sir, regarding this customer advance, what was the figure that you have provided?
Sorry, come again.
How much is the customer advance from for the various projects?
The outstanding balance is about 650 crores as of June.
And the, okay, and the claims part, sir, how, what have we claimed? What is the claim figure?
No, offhand we will not be able to share with you the claim figure because these are under various various stages of discussion with the client. So it will not be possible for us to share the claim figure with you.
Correct, sir. Sir, about the execution cycle, if you could give us some more color, since now this would be the monsoon affected quarter. And I think so what I heard from our MD said that we would be scaling up to 1200 to 1500 would be our ideal target for H2. This should be a fair understanding?
Yes, I think the second quarter also will be like first quarter as because of monsoon effect and the job which have secured like Ganga Expressway and the JNPT job, they will take time to pick up. So third and fourth quarter definitely it will be as you mentioned 1200 to 1400 crore in that range you can expect.
Sir, you did mention, Mr. Juwanto, that you have been visiting the site and taking note of the progress. So, who are the key competitors in the major projects which we are currently doing, sir? We are competing with the likes of, or we are coordinating with the likes of which company, sir?
Yeah, you know, if you see the segment where we are in, marine, L&T, FCONs, and Navjuga, and for the underground metro, apart from L&T, of course, we have got Jay Kumar and Tata Projects, Gulenmark from Turkey. So these are the kind of competition we have now.
And so taking this irrigation and the tunnel project, so in the with the irrigation, are we doing some river linking projects also currently? And this Jal Jeevan scheme, sir, are we playing a part in this, especially for the Uttar Pradesh government, or we are only up to the MRTS part of the story for Uttar Pradesh?
No, Uttar Pradesh, I don't know. We are not in the irrigation job and I don't remember anything we have bid for. So connecting the river and all, I also have no idea is there any prospect. That is different. Of course, we are doing Ganga Expressway in Uttar Pradesh. We have done one job for inland water transport at Haldia, but that job is already completed and we are in the verge of getting the final certificate.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be taking the last question. That is on the line of Venkat Subramaniam from Organic Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. On Bangalore and Delhi, will we have any claims or will those projects have any claims on us, and what is the current discussion there?
Yeah, I think we are mentioning every con call that both the project Bangalore and Delhi, we have our claim. We are discussing with the client and some claims are in discussion stage, some are in arbitration stage, but it will take time. But definitely we have got claims for the job.
You would expect this to be coming to light, what, in about 12 to 18 months? What kind of time frame do you have in mind to get to know which way it goes?
See, it's pretty standard in Indian context because if you have arbitration, it goes to one and a half year. And thereafter, the customer can challenge it to the court. So cycle would be something around 2 to 3 years time, not before that.
Okay. There has been lengthy discussion today about margins and margins improving beginning next year, etc. We are at something like about 2.75% of PAT margin. So given both levers, one margin improving and higher execution, what kind of PAT margins do you think will be realistic?
I cannot comment about next year, but this year it will be the same margin, what, around close to 3%. Next year definitely it will be a little bit more, but maybe within 3 to 4%.
Yeah, as we see improvement in our operating margin, the PAT margin will also move up.
Sure.
We have already given some indication of the expected EBITDA margins for next year. So in line with that, we should see an improvement in the PAT margins as well. As Mr. Basu said, this year at least we are expecting around 3% PAT margins. Next year we'll have to see as the operating margins improve, we'll see an improvement in the PAT margins as well.
That was my question. So operating leverage should play a fairly meaningful role in that improvement, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot. I'm done, yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Anshuman Ashit for his closing comments.
Thank you, Jayanta Basu sir and Prasad sir for giving us this opportunity to host the call. And I thank all the participants as well for making this call very interactive. Sir, any closing comments that you would like to make?
I would like to thank everyone for taking time out and joining us on this call. And we value your continued support and interest in the company, and we look forward to interacting with you again next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect.
Thank you.
Thank you.